A group of experts has driven in a subway car, as Transit Chief Andy Byford put it, every inch of the New York City system, searching for places the speed of trains can be safely increased. Its members found 267 faulty signals. TA Vice President Sally Labrera.
Those are the signals that will turn red and essentially stop a train if a train is moving too fast. What we have found is that in some cases those signals aren't properly calibrated, meaning they're not allowing train operators to travel at the speed that they're designed to operate at.
Labrera says dozens of changes have been made to a number of those signals, allowing trains to operate, as she put it, safely at higher speeds. In addition, she says, posted speed limits have been upped at 34 locations in the system so far. In some cases, speeds are doubling from 15 to 30 miles per hour. She promises customers will feel the difference. At MTA headquarters in Lower Manhattan, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.